Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And history is being made right now in Afghanistan. A couple of bad developments over there. Number one, the Taliban have seized a lot of American weapons that we abandoned, or more correctly, the Afghan army abandoned, so they can now be used against our interests. But they've also seized records that were not destroyed, records of who supported the United States, and also biometric devices. And this is something that hadn't occurred to me. There is biometric technology now where they can scan irises, fingers, and faces. So you have prints, in effect, eye prints, and facial recognition. And we did it largely to see if the person we were scanning is on the watch list. We had a watch list of Islamic terrorists over there. They just blend in the population. They'd pop out and shoot an American soldier. And so when you went into a village, we had these biometric devices and our guys would scan these people and they keep a record of it. Well, now what's happened is that those biometric devices have gotten in the hands of the Taliban. Now the Taliban on their own won't know how to read them, but the Pakistani spy agency is in cahoots with the Taliban. A lot of people didn't know that, and the people that did wouldn't acknowledge it. But for years, the Taliban, especially the senior Taliban people, have just kept homes and families in Pakistan. And the minute things got too hot for them, they just run over into Pakistan where they couldn't be pursued. Pakistan supported the Taliban. And you can say, well, how is that possible? We give Pakistan $2 billion a year. We encourage immigration from Pakistan. A lot of this has got to be reevaluated. The fact is, there are a lot of good Pakistani immigrants in this country, medical doctors and others who are very fine people. But if you remember the bombing of the Christmas party at San Bernardino some years ago, the wife, the woman, wore a burqa, put a semi-automatic weapon under it, and along with her husband, went in and killed his co-workers at the Christmas party. She'd come here from Saudi Arabia. She was originally from Pakistan. There's a strong jihadist element in Pakistan. And what's sad is the present government of Pakistan, there's a guy named Imran Khan, K-H-A-N, who's the prime minister of Pakistan. He was a very famous sports figure, I think cricket. One of his senior advisors the other day, and no senior advisor makes any statement without clearing it with the president or the prime minister. They don't just go freelancing. This guy said, Afghanistan is presently witnessing a virtually smooth shifting of power from the corrupt Ghani, that's the Afghan government, to the Taliban. Virtually smooth. Really. That individual's name was Ruf Hassan. But the prime minister himself, Imran Khan, said the following, that Afghanistan has, quote, broken the shackles of slavery. That's what he said about the Taliban. He also said in Pakistan, the schools that conduct education in English, classes in English, is a form of mental slavery. Now, this is the prime minister of Pakistan. And remember the other thing, when we went after Osama bin Laden, he was not at that time in Afghanistan, he was in Pakistan. He was originally in Afghanistan. Things got too hot for him. He was given a house by the Pakistani government, almost on the grounds of their military academy, the equivalent of our West Point. Everybody knew he was there. We went in and killed him. And these are supposedly our allies. We give them $2 billion a year. Why do we do that? To keep control of their nuclear weapons. They have scientists who put together nuclear weapons. India has nuclear weapons. China has nuclear weapons. A lot of these people just came here on education visas, and we trained them at MIT and Caltech. It was a big mistake. And so they go through these courses and, okay, now why don't we now talk about, astrophysics? No, we're not all that interested in astrophysics. How do you make the bomb? And that's what's happened, including Iranian physicists are developing a bomb. So what do? They have nuclear weapons. India is their sworn ally. Strike that, sworn enemy, not an ally. The reason for that is both ethnic, but largely religious. You don't want a nuclear war. So you give them $2 billion a year, quiet them down, and make it clear that we're going to supervise and review their nuclear weapons. And if we get a bad feeling that a Taliban-type government takes over in Pakistan, we're going to have to do something. It's a lot cheaper just to give them money and keep them quiet. So that's what's happening over there. The Taliban held a press conference, and they said they wanted peace. Remember, no jihadist. Remember, jihad is the cultural imperative to forcibly convert or exterminate the host population, whether they come in by immigration or whether they come in by invasion. Nobody since the 7th century who is like that has ever told the truth. They don't want peace. They attack people on the way to the airport. They fire guns in the air, beat them, poke them with sticks, stab them. There's a picture of one guy shot on the ground. They are letting through Westerners, Europeans and Americans, diplomats. And occasionally somebody runs the gauntlet and manages to get through. Sort of reminds me of when Berlin was divided in the early 60s, the Berlin Wall. People would try to get through. They'd frequently get shot. Some would get through. That's what's happening to get to the airport. It's a mess. Saw the crowd surging onto the airplanes, holding onto the plane as it took off. They found human remains in the landing gear of one of them when it landed. I mean, you can't hold on to a jet. The altitude it flies at, it's about 70 degrees below zero and there's no oxygen. But more to the point, how has that been handled by the Republican Party in this country? One of my least favorite members of Congress, Lauren Boebert, really excelled in just bottom feeding. Lauren Boebert, remember, she's the one from Colorado who led tours of the Capitol the day before the January 6th insurrection, pointing out the offices. She has been widely attacked for making fun of Afghans who tried to escape and fell from the plane. Human remains in the landing gear, but this video with things falling off the airplane as it took off and was up in the sky. And when I say things, I mean human beings who died when they hit the ground. She made fun of them, made wisecracks about it. Class with a capital K, that's her. She also said her public statement was, the Taliban are the only people building back better, to mock Biden's phrase, which was used domestically for his infrastructure and COVID relief plan. Building back better, and she thought that was funny. They're the only people building back better. This person has no business being in Congress. It's not just I disagree with her on issues. I mean, there's a certain human decency you should have if you're in Congress. Even if you do things that are opposed by other people, you have to be a human being. She's not a human being. Deep down inside somewhere, she's a human being. She's made in the image of light and likeness of God, like everybody else. But there's nothing human about the way she comports herself. Making fun of Afghans who are crushed in the landing gear and fall off the plane is disgusting. Has not been denounced by Moscow Mitch or Kevin McCarthy. Has not been denounced by them. Not been denounced by them at all. So, let's see how many people have 2,200, more than 2,200 diplomats and civilians have been evacuated so far. There'll be a lot more coming up. One of the things that concerns me, if you looked at that video on that airport transport of 600 people, almost all of them were men. The truth of the matter is, it's just individual males leaving and running out. That's what happened in Europe when Angela Merkel let a million people in. A lot of them were unaccompanied males. That's what's happening here. They did not screen everybody running out of the airport to make sure they were interpreters. Hey, are you an interpreter? They just crammed them on. We have got to be very careful about this. We do not want the importation under the guise of helping Afghanistan with introducing more jihad in this country. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.